Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Moving my head.
Yeah.
I'm laying it off.
Well, that too.
I'm pronating.
When you're not supinating.
I'm clearing too early. I'm clearing too late. My God, my swing feels like an unfolding lawn chair. I look like a fool.
What the hell do you think you look like shooting them chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass?
Well, we're waiting.
What is up, golf fans, and welcome back to another episode of Fairways and Dreams. I am your host, Jeff Harbin. It is a Thursday podcast, which means it is just me. The two-man scramble is Tuesdays, Fairways and Dreams on Thursdays, all a part of the Golfer Gang Network. Make sure you check us out and be on the lookout for a website coming up. It's going to be a great landing page for you all to check out in case you are interested in some other content that we have in this growing network. We have new affiliates joining by the week. It is really, really exciting to see this thing grow. GolferGang.com will be released soon. Be on the lookout for that. But for my podcast, I'm going to tell you quickly, go back and check out Tuesday's show in case you missed it, all about the Par 4 app. I had Ethan Andrews on. He was a really good interview. I really thought the product he's putting out there is interesting. It's not for everyone, but it's definitely interesting. Go back and check that out. It's where Twitch meets golf, streaming meets golf. It's going to be really, really intriguing to see this thing come off and how it's going to play in this world of golf, which is totally expanding into new realms. Seems to be a cutting edge technology. Make sure you go back and check that out. Last call to action before we talk about the show is, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go give me a 5-star rating. I do appreciate it. And yes, it actually does help. It helps with the algorithms. It helps with getting our name out there in front of the masses, and that's what we want, not just with my Fairways and Dreams podcast, but all of the Golfer Gang Network podcasts. Make sure you check it out. We do have some golf news to discuss. We'll do that towards the end of the show. Today, we're talking about the process. Golf is all about the process, and I thought about this mainly after I got smacked in the face playing my first full 18-hole round of golf this past Tuesday, and I played. There were some positives. There were plenty of negatives. Then we'll talk about that round of golf, but more about how I realized that this game is a process. You know, unless you live down in Florida, unless you live in, or not just Florida, but anywhere where you can golf year round, it is an ongoing state of there's an off season and there's an in season or the season itself. And that's really difficult and that's challenging. And for people that have never lived in the northern states, you know, I live basically right on the Mason-Dixon line. It's tough in the winter months, whether you're talking about from late November all the way until March, typically it's tough sledding. You'd be lucky to get out one or two times. And so a lot of times with golfers that have to have this hiatus in the game, the process can be delayed. You can have a net in your house. You could have all these different training tools. You can practice your putting, but nothing actually simulates golf like actually playing golf. So I went out and I played my first round. And I was kind of curious, what's this going to look like? I played nine holes, talked about how I hit 100% of fairways a couple weeks ago, was very encouraged by that. And well, let's just say that it's a process. So I went out and the first nine was rough, was really rough. 43, shot a 43, couldn't get out of my own way, struggled off the tee. Iron game was better. Of course it's better because I just hit the crap out of the driver of the week the time I played before. My iron game let me down this time. Driver lets me down, at least on the front nine. Iron games pick up the slack. I swear, all I want to do in golf is get all the three parts, driver, off the tee, greens and regulation, iron game, and short game working together. It's just really difficult. So I shoot a 43, have two double bogeys. But by the end of that nine, I had a really realistic birdie putt on number nine. It's a par five, straight up. It's not really, it's not an elevated green, but it's pretty flat hole. Hit a great drive, great second shot, chipped it close, had about a 7-footer for birdie, lipped it out. Really would have loved to hammer in the birdie heading into the back nine, but still, after the round that I had, the front nine, I was happy with a par and to hopefully get some momentum. So we go to the back nine. I'm very familiar with the back nine. My country club just switched nines again for some reason. I don't know. So now what is the back nine was previously the front nine, and I played that all the time. I have a really good feel for those nine holes. And so I come out a really nice par on number 10. I have a real scrappy par on number 11. I bogey 12. And I'm starting to, okay, that was okay. Bad second shot. And I put myself in a precarious situation with a downhill putt. But then I go par again and I'm okay. Well, here we go. I end up shooting 39 on the back for a whopping 82. That's not anything to write home about. But I'm also not about to be totally discouraged to the point where I don't want to golf anymore. This is just the beginning. And that's what I tell myself. I look at in golf and what I talked about with the hiatus and how really you just don't get to play. And I have a net for my backyard and I've been hitting in the net. Everyone that follows me on Instagram has seen me post videos about hitting in the net. That's unbelievably difficult to try and gauge what that actually looks like. You can put a little track man up and tell, I'm sorry, nothing simulates golf like actually golfing. Practice is important, but it's not the same. I think about my dad and I always reference him because he golfs a lot, 69 years old, retired. When the weather's nice, he golfs anywhere from 2 to 3 times a week and sometimes more than that. And that's fantastic. And so he doesn't practice. His practice is going out and actually golfing. And he tells my brother and I all the time, guys, you just got to play more. You just got to play more. And I said, well, you know, it's not always that easy. You know, you're retired. We're still working. But nothing beats actually going out and playing. And I realized this as in the back nine of my round, I started to kind of turn the corner. I started to figure out the driver, hitting more fairways. Iron shots were much better in terms of how I'm striking the ball, in terms of moving the ball whichever way I want. Okay, I need to shape this a little bit right to left. I want to cut this a little bit or hit it straighter. I started to do some of that towards the end of the round. It's a process. That's what's so difficult about golf is that it's an ongoing process. Even if you live in an area where you can actually golf 365 days a year, 366 on a leap year, and if you can do that all the time, then that process is just continual. But for all of us that don't have that opportunity, golf is a process. And there's so many times that I came out of the gate the first time I play and I have no expectations. And I go out and I shoot a 77. Let's just use that number. So the first time I play, let's say on this past Tuesday, I went out. I have no expectations. I go out, I shoot a 77. Oh my gosh, what? I'm super stoked to be in the 70s my first time playing. Well, that clearly didn't happen. But I also had some expectations because I've been practicing. But the one thing is about the process is that even in the rounds that are awful, so let's say you're someone that's never broken 90 and you go out and you shoot a 95 and you're disappointed. I guarantee you cannot go back and look at your entire round of golf and say, nothing good happened. Nothing good. So for me, 82, I shrug my shoulders at that for the first round of the 2024 calendar year and just say, all right, that's the starting point. That's the starting point. If that's as bad as it gets this year, I will be okay. I will be just fine. But I also look back on the round and think, man, I did some good things too. Nothing. I don't think anyone plays 18 holes of golf and they finish those 18 holes and say, absolutely nothing went right. We've had moments and we've had probably 9-hole stints where it felt like nothing went right. Even when I shot a 43 on the front nine on Tuesday, the one thing I couldn't get over was my short game was actually dialed in, was chipping the ball well inside 50 yards. I was getting the ball close, giving myself an opportunity to avoid a big number. Putts were really burning the edges, really felt comfortable on the greens, reading the greens well. So yeah, even when I'm shooting a 43 and off the tee is a nightmare, you're playing a cut and you double cross yourself and you hook it left, that's a problem. I still had the short game to kind of lean on and help pick me up. So let me give you an example. I'm going to go back to my round on Tuesday and I'm going to kind of analyze. And I suggest that everyone out there that golfs, even if you have a poor round, to do this. You don't have to write it down. Just think to yourself, what were the positives and what were the negatives from the past round? So for me, the positives were on the back nine. I was just so much more consistent in all facets of the game. Off the tee, I was hitting fairways. In terms of iron play, more greens in regulation. The putting was good. Short game was better. And so that's a positive for me. And so when you're talking about the issue I had when I played 9 holes a couple weeks ago, really windy day, couldn't hit a green in regulation to save my life. And so when I think back on my entire 18 holes, not just the back nine, I was striking the ball much better with my irons. Hit some really creative shots too. And so for me, that's a positive. I talked about the short game, chipping, putting, was really, really pleased. And, you know, I got this new Cleveland 56 degree, and it's only the second time I've used it. But, man, this Zipcore technology they have, and I'm not I like Cleveland clubs. I am a Cleveland guy, but I'm not sponsored by Cleveland. If you want to sponsor me, hit me up. Strixon, Cleveland, same company. The action I'm getting on this wedge in terms of chipping and having it check and stop, just phenomenal. It's just been a lot of fun to use. I really enjoy it. And our greens, because our turf here is very soft, we've had a ton of rain, is really receptive. And so my short game was a positive. Now, that doesn't mean, though, don't think that the process means that we only look back and focus on the positives. You also have to identify the negatives and what you have to work on moving forward. So for me, the negatives on the front nine were really, I couldn't avoid the big number. I talked about how, you know, I had a couple double crosses. At this stage, our course doesn't have any type of OB right now. They just say, look, if it goes out of bounds, just drop it by where it went out and play it from there with a 1-stroke penalty. So that does help. That's a local rule at our club until, I think, April. And then they start playing by standard rules. So avoiding the big numbers is big. And I couldn't do that on the front nine. Had two double bogeys, just really out of whack in terms of what I was expecting the ball to do off the club face and what it was actually doing. And so the big number killed me. And erratic just off the tee in general. The driver got me in a ton of trouble. If it wasn't, you know, at the double cross that I mentioned, it was you were in the trees having to punch out. And that's at least a starting point of a big number. And you got to really escape and got to scramble to try and save yourself, which I was able to do a couple times, but there were plenty of negatives there. So the process, let's go back to the process. What are we talking about when we talk about the process in the game of golf? So we had a round of golf. It's only one round. I've played 19 holes, 118. I'm tracking those because I set those goals for 2024. So I've only played one full round of golf. I'm not about to say, oh, we're done. This is going to be a horrible season. No. What do I need to work on? So what I need to do is I need to take some time and I need to go and I need to work on the driver. I need to work on my striking of my irons. I just need to go to the driving range a little bit more, not just hit into the net, actually see the ball respond off of the club face in the air. Off of that, I really want to start focusing on my short game. I know that I said, hey, my short game is pretty good. The years that I've had my best golf, the years that I have played the absolute best golf of my life is when my chipping and putting was almost, it almost felt like it was automatic. That if I had a good lie and I was around the green and I didn't short side myself or anything like that, I was going to get it close. And my putting was smooth enough that I was probably going to make that putt. So if it's a par four and I miss the green, but I'm close and I'm greenside, give me some room. Give me that chip shot. I'm going to get it close. I'm going to make that putt for par. And I'm going to get off of that green with an up and down. That's when my game is at its best. So while I struggle off the tee, and that might just be something that sticks with me periodically in the game of golf, it has for a long time, I need to make up for it in other ways. So like I said, my iron game, definitely need to tighten that up, but also I need to make sure that my chipping and putting is strong, because that's where you can really shave some strokes. So what I'm determined to do is to not just get back out on the golf course and play again. I'll probably play another nine holes maybe this weekend with the kids, get them out and enjoy the it's supposed to be some really nice weather here in Maryland. So I might get them out and play another nine holes and just see how it goes, but also take some time and practice chipping and putting, something the kids love to do. What's funny is at our country club, we have a pool. We belong to the pool as well. So once the pool opens up after Memorial Day, we walk right by our short game area at the country club. We have a putting green and we have a short game area. You can also putt on that green as well. I often say to myself, I should just bring my wedge, bring my putter as we're walking to the pool. Hey kids, I'll meet you in there and I'm going to chip and putt for about 20 minutes and then I'll be down. I'm going to start doing that. That's part of the process. It's part of working on the short game. It's part of me improving, and it's not going to take that much time. I think that this is something that I can really do to help my game. And I think, again, I have to remind myself, one round does not make a season, and that this thing is a process. And we're always, always trying to fine tune this process. Golf is a process. And man, you know what? I love the process. I absolutely freaking love it. I love that I went out and you know what? When I was younger, let me give you a quick story. When I was younger, if I shot a 43 on the front nine, I would have been so pissed that my back nine would have been a 45 and I would have logged an 88 or an 89 because I would have been so mad and I would have said, you know what? Screw it. I'm done. This round sucks. I'm done with it. But no, I didn't. I actually said, okay, there's still some positives that I've done. Finish that nine strong on that par five. And I think that all I got to do is just start putting together some good swings. And I did. So that's the process. And that's what I love about this game. Even the greatest players to ever play it never master this wicked, wicked sport. Never. The process. It's all about the process. All right, let's talk about some news. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. PGA Enterprises, obviously, the commissioner was in front of the media on, I think it was Wednesday, and he's talking about how the PGA Enterprises, which is a lot of these entities that have come together and put a lot of money into it, they're still meeting with the PIF. They're still in discussions. I'm going to hold out hope that they can get a flipping deal done. And the reason why I'm holding out hope is I hate what professional golf is right now. I hate LIV Golf. I hate the PGA Tour, to be honest. The PGA Tour feels so watered down. I was so happy that Scottie Scheffler won at Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, because he's at least a name. Who else? Has there been another name that has actually won a tournament this year? Not that I can think of. I'm sure I forget someone, and that's fine. They've been playing since January. But what I'm saying is that I want the best players playing together. That's always been my goal. So if they have to get a deal done, get a freaking deal done. And if it means that they have some great international tour where Phil and Dustin Johnson and all those players, Brooks Koepka, et cetera, will play alongside Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. Freaking great. Let's do it so I can enjoy golf again, because I really do hate this pissing contest between the PIF and LIV and the PGA Tour and PGA Enterprises. I'm sick and tired of it. Let's move on. Let's get a deal done. If the United States, literally the government, gets in the way of this, what are we talking about? I don't even want to get into that. People that want to talk about, oh, well, this, that, and the other, and they're taking money from them. Don't even look at the NBA or the NFL or any other entity that's a billion-dollar organization and where they're getting money from and where they're funding stuff and where they're having their stuff made and the conditions that those workers are in. Spare me. Spare me. All right, I'm going to move on. Because this weekend is the Players' Championship. The Players' Championship, some consider it the fifth major. I don't, never have. It's a big tournament, but it's just another tournament. There are four majors, and the Players is not one of them. So you won't hear me call it the fifth major because there's only four. So typically what we always do, we actually give you some bets. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know this. Now, this is what's interesting. So, okay, I've been tabbing this the whole season. Some of these when you talk about the Mexico Open, there's not a lot of lines. You have overall winner. You might have some top 20, top 10, top five, all those type of bets, but you don't have all of these specials. Man, this is when gambling on golf can be a lot of fun. Now, I am not telling anyone, this is a disclaimer, I'm not telling anyone to gamble on golf. I'm not telling you, if you're underage, do not gamble at all. If you're of age and you decide to gamble, that is your decision and yours alone. I am not sponsored by a sports book. I am just saying what they are talking about and what odds there are for specific bets and bets that I find interesting. I'm not placing any bets on the players. I will place a bet on the Masters, and we'll talk about that. But real quick, before we get to the odds, what is odd is that Tiger Woods isn't playing. Tiger Woods is not playing. For all the people at Riviera that said, oh, Tiger had the flu, that's why he withdrew. He had the flu. Okay, if he has the flu and there's nothing else wrong with him, why is he not in this tournament? Why is he not playing in the Players? See, this is where people get it mixed up. Don't forget, the end of round one, what happened with Tiger when he shanked it into the trees? He said what? His back spasmed on him. His back was spasming. The flu stuff, yeah, I'm sure he might have been not feeling well. The dude's back is still messed up. It's still messed up. That's why he's not in this tournament, and that's why he's probably saying, I need to just shelve it until the Masters. I don't think we'll see him in the month of March. I don't think we'll see him until Augusta National, and even then, he's probably not going to get through because he's always banged up. I'm not a Tiger Woods fan. People that have listened to this podcast long enough, they know I'm not a Tiger Woods fan. But at the same time, I know he's good for golf. And he brings eyeballs to golf. And he has people that want to listen to podcasts with golf. So in that respect, I hope that he comes back and at least is competitive. The dude just can't stay healthy. Just can't stay healthy. Okay, I decided with this tournament, the Players Championship, you know, Scottie Scheffler's coming off of that big win at Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer Invitational. He's got the odds. He's odds on favorite to win, and Rory McIlroy is right behind him. I'm not going to give you all those players because you'd have to bet a lot of money to win some. That's not a good bet to me. So what I'm saying is I'm going to give you a long shot win. This is an outright winner, by the way. And then I'm going to give you someone that I actually think has a legitimate shot with some really good odds that you could also bet on. So here's the long shot first. Actually, no, let's flip it. Here's my bet, if I was going to make one, on who could win. You wouldn't have to put down a ton of money to make some. Victor Hovland. I like Victor Hovland. I like his game, except when he's in the Ryder Cup. Don't like him then. But Victor Hovland's plus 2,500 in this tournament. That's crazy to me because he is a consistent player. He hasn't played superb this year, but I think that he's due for that. And this is when a lot of these players start to really up their game. This isn't playing in even something like the Waste Management, where really that tournament does not have the gravitas of a Players Championship. So Victor Hovland plus 2,500, I like him. The long shot, this is a long shot, but man, you could win some freaking money if this came to fruition. The long shot, Ricky Fowler. He's won at TPC Sawgrass. He has won the Players Championship before in his career. Plus 15,000. Plus 15,000. I mean, you want to turn money into something. Bet your money on Ricky Fowler and see if he can pull through. Gosh, that would be a huge bet. And I think Ricky Fowler might have it in him. I don't know. He typically plays well down in Florida. He lives down there. So we'll see. Those are my two bets for individual outright winners. But here's where it gets fun. Now, we've already talked about this year, like the top 10s, having three players finish in the top 10. I have one of those for you as well. I have Max Homa, Will Zalatoris, and Hideki Matsuyama finishing in the top 10, including ties. That's tough. Hideki Matsuyama has been playing better. Will Zalatoris has been playing better. Max Homa has kind of been disappointing this season. I've picked him to finish well. He hasn't really played well. Not sure if he's injured or anything like that. Maybe in a funk. Nonetheless, this is plus 6,000 if this comes to fruition. Again, Max Homa, Will Zalatoris, and Hideki Matsuyama to finish in the top 10. Man, if this was top 20, we wouldn't have the plus 6,000 odds, but I would really love this if it was top 20. Unfortunately, it was only top 10. Going to be a tough bet, but still, those odds are in your favor and you could win some. Here's where it gets really fun. This tournament, they actually went down and said, okay, hole by hole, who do you think player, like for instance, Scottie Scheffler, Will he hit the fairway on number one in all four rounds? And if he does, you would actually win the bet as long as he makes the cut. If he gets cut in, obviously he's not going to play all four rounds. That's incredible. Like those odds, like you're talking about someone like Bud Copeland, who's been on my show, This Bud's For You on Instagram. He knows TPC Sawgrass so well. He lived there. He's played there. So for him, he should know, okay, I know the whole layout of 18 holes. I know exactly what these guys are looking at. He could probably get a very educated bet on that. But I'm going to go with a different prop bet, and that is number 17, the Island Green, one of the most iconic images in all of golf, one of the most famous holes in all of golf in the world, the Island Green, number 17 at TPC Sawgrass. Here's the bet. They have to hit, this player has to hit number 17 green on all 4 days and has to make the cut. Now, these odds are not great. So to give an example, Scotty Scheffler is plus 112. You would expect Scotty Scheffler to hit the green from about 135 to 145 yards every single time he plays, right? Yes, you would. So those odds are not going to be really in the favor of the bettor. They're going to be in the favor of the house. So here's what I'm going to suggest you do. Do a three-leg parlay on these bets. Scotty Scheffler plus 112, Rory McIlroy plus 130, Xander Schauffele plus 150. Take all those three and put them all with the bets of they're going to hit number 17 on all 4 days, and they have to all make the cut, obviously, because they have to do it for 4 days. Now, all of a sudden, you've increased your odds, and that's a pretty decent payout. It's going to be close to plus 400 in terms of the bet. That could be a parlay, a three-leg parlay. If you don't know what that means, all three of those legs have to actually come to fruition for you to win the bet. And, you know, you might be able to actually play some of these things together. That's going to be a lot of fun. And before the Masters, I'm going to have my buddy Pez, who I actually do a gambling podcast with called Pez's Picks, P-E-Z apostrophe S Picks. You can check that out wherever you get your podcast, where we talk about nothing but gambling, the latest odds, et cetera, all in the world of sports. We do football. We're doing college basketball right now. We do talk about golf. So if you want to check out some gambling information, go check out Pez's Picks and check that out as I talk with him once a week about the world of gambling. We've even talked about online poker, gambling in casino versus online. You name it, we've got it. So there you have the information for the Players Championship. All right. Now, next week, again, Tuesday, we're going to have the two-man scramble. It's going to be my first return guest ever on this two-man scramble Fairways and Dreams podcast. I have a lot to catch up with this individual. He was on the show very, very early on. I think he was my first ever two-man scramble, now that I think about it. So if you want to go back and get a little, figure out who it is, you can. But I'm going to have him on, talk about his game. He's a player himself. I want to see what he's up to. So make sure you check that out. In the meantime, you can go back and check out all of my Fairways and Dreams podcasts. None of them are time sensitive. And hey, hit me up on social media. I'd love to know how your game is. How's it going? Have you started golfing yet this season? If you're on Twitter, you can find me at jhartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N underscore P-I-T. On Instagram, thegolf_life. Find me, mention me, say hello. I love to communicate there. I do appreciate everyone for listening. And you know how you finish out these solo podcasts on Thursdays. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. And hey, hit them straight. We'll see you next week on another Fairways and Dreams podcast.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.